الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد، عباد الله، فلقد سمعتم بعضا من الآيات وجزءا يصير من كلام المصطفى في فضل الكرم والجود وبذل المال في سبيل الله. Here's O you servant of Allah. We have listened to some of the ayats, not all of them, just some, a few amongst many ayats in the book of Allah, and a few parts, few narrations from the many narrations of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dealing with the virtue and the excellence of generosity and spending wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وإليكم بعضا من أقوال وأفعال السلف في هذا الباب إذ هم القدوة في الخير يا عباد الله. And now inshallah ta'ala we'll bring to you some of the statements and the actions of a salaf or salih, those generations and those who were supposed to emulate their example and to follow their footsteps inshallah, because they are the best example for us to be followed. فعن نافع قال اشتهى ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما سمكا فاشتريت له سمكة فشويت فوضعت بين يديه فجاء سائل فأمر بها كما هي ما ذاق منها شيئا فقالوا نعطيه خيرا من ثمنها فأبى رضي الله عنه. نافع, who was one of the main students of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, and he spent most of his time with Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and he used to serve him and help around him. He said that Abdullah ibn Umar, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a son of another companion, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second Khalifa of al-Muslimin. So Nafi' said that Ibn Umar, he desired some fish one day. He desired the fish. He said, so therefore, I went and I bought a fish. And that fish was grilled for him. And then when he was served, and that fish, that grilled fish, that he desired and he wants to eat from, it was put in front of his hand, in front of him. A poor person was asking for some food. And what did Umar did? He asked them to take the whole of the fish and give it to that poor person. They said to him, you desire this fish, you eat it, we give him some money, we give him way better than the price of this fish. He refused. These are the people that we're supposed to emulate their example. Let every one of us check where we stand from them. Unlike some of us, they're so stingy and greedy. He eating something, whatever it is, a burger, a slice of pizza, an ice cream, when he see another brother coming, maybe that brother is fasting that day. And out of stinginess and greed, he stick it in his pocket. Now he ruined his pocket now. He ruined his goat and blame it on the brother. Allahu al-musta'an. وعن الأحنف بن قيس أنه رأى في يد رجل درهما فقال لمن هذا؟ قال الرجل لي. قال له ليس هو لك حتى تخرجه في أجر أو اكتساب شكر. الأحنف بن قيس رحمه الله تعالى once he saw in the hands of a man a dirham, a coin, a piece of money, and he said to him, who this belong to? The man said, this is mine. He said to him, it's not yours until you spend it in the way of Allah, then it is yours. It's not yours unless you spend it rightfully in the path for the sake of Allah, then it is yours. Allahu Akbar. وعن الحسن البصري قال نعم الرفيق الدينار والدرهم لا ينفعانك حتى يفارقانك. الحسن البصري إمام التابعين رحمه الله تعالى said, indeed, one of the best of your companions is your wealth, is your money, is your dollar. But remember though, even they are important to you,
but they will not benefit you until they leave your wallet. Once they leave your wallet, they spend it in the way of Allah, that's how they're going to benefit you. واستمعوا إلى هذه القصة العجيبة. And pay attention to this story here, this amazing story that took place between one of the Zuhad, one of the scholars, worshippers, who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and another wealthy person. ترافق بهيم العجلي وكان من العابدين البكائين ورجل تاجر موسر في الحج. That this man, this righteous man, بهيم العجلي, أو العجلي, and he was from the righteous people. He spent his time worshipping Allah. He wept and cried out of fear of Allah constantly. So he made a hajj once, and one of his companions, one of the people who went with him for hajj that time, was a young man who was wealthy. He has wealth. فَلَمَّا قَدِمَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمَا وَسَأَلَ التَّاجِرَ عَنْ حَالِهِ مَعَ الشَّيْخِ. So when they came back from Hajj, a man came to visit the wealthy man. And he came and visited him and gave him the salam and asked him, he said, how was your companion? How Hajj was? He said to him, وَاللَّهِ مَا ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّ فِي هَذَا الْخَلْقِ مِثْلَهِ. So the man said, by Allah, I don't think that from all the creation, the dead, there is still someone like this man. كان والله يتفضل علي في النفقة وهو معسر وأنا موسر. He said, by Allah, he used to spend on me while he was poor. His means was not like that. But I'm wealthy. He knows that I have money. Yet he used to spend on me. ويتفضل علي في الخدمة وهو شيخ ضعيف وأنا شاب. He said he used to serve me while he's an old weak man and I am a strong young man. He used to serve me, he said, during the Hajj. وكان يطبخ لي وهو صائم وأنا مفطر. He said, plus he used to cook for me while he is fasting and I am not fasting on these days. Allahu Akbar. وعن شيبة بن نعامة قال كان علي بن الحسين رضي الله عنهما يبخل يعني يرميه الناس بالبخل لأنه كان يستر أعماله فلما مات وجدوه يقوت 100 أهل بيت بالمدينة قال جرير إنه لما مات وجدوا بظهره آثارا مما كان يحمل بالليل الجرب إلى المساكين. شيبة بن نعامة said علي بن الحسين Ibn Ali radiallahu anhum. People that used to think that he was stingy, miser, because they don't see him spending in front of everybody. But when he died, they find out that he used to spend on 100 families in Medina. Because when he died, for those 100 families, that which he used to give them, they couldn't get it anymore, so they know that that was him. Jarir said, when Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali, not Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ali, the son of al-Husayn, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, then when he died, they found in his back bruises, big bruises, the impact of him carrying heavy bags of food at night time when the people are asleep and giving it a charity to the people. Allahu Akbar. وَحُكِيَ مِثْلُ هَذَا عَنِ الشَّيْخِ الْعَلَّمَ بْنِ بَازِ يَا عِبَدَ اللَّهِ. The life of this story was mentioned on behalf of the Allama Shaykh bin Baz. Ibn Baz رحمه الله تعالى, who died a couple years ago. It was mentioned that certain families and certain places they used to receive money. They didn't know when they receive it. They never know where this money comes from. Every month or every week they receive a paycheck. They don't know where it comes from. But when Ibn Baz died, those checks stopped. Allahu Akbar. Another example of today is Sheikh Muqbil al-Wadi'i, rahimahullah, of Yemen. Allahu Akbar. Who has the camp in Damascus. He used to feed the students. 8,000, 10,000, 12,000. He used to cook for them. To feed them, ya ibadallah. He has a place for them to live. And he used to, sometimes the students who study there, he used to, when some students came from the West, he used to cook for them in the first day, meat. And he don't eat from it. He even used to send someone to go far distance to bring some soda and some juices for the students, and he doesn't drink from it. Allahu Akbar. Another example of today is Shaykh Abi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, who has the first floor in his house. He dedicated it, the first floor, all of it. He doesn't live in his first floor. He dedicated it for the students of knowledge and for the Muslims who wants to come and learn, full of books. And every Ramadan, as I witnessed with my own eyes, every day on Ramadan, the Shaykh have a class every day after Asr. And then when Maghrib comes, everybody go upstairs to break the fast. Everybody. Sometimes it's 200 people. And we will go there, it's not just some water and some dates, rice, chicken, soups, fruits, juices, cheeses, every day, from his own money. From his own money. And this is not just on Ramadan. Every single day, his doors are open for the people. They eat with him breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the like of this. And from the adab of the Shaykh, from the manner of the Shaykh Rabi' that I witnessed with my own eyes, is that when he sits at the table, he would not start eating until he sees the guests, they already start eating. If you don't start eating, he won't start eating. And when he finished, he would not leave unless everybody's finished. And then when he sees that everybody's finished, they're not eating, he will incite them to eat. Eat, ya akhwan. This is your home. This is your house. And forgive us for being negligent and the like. And then when he sees that the people that say they stop, he will say, pardon me. Would you allow me to leave and wash my hands? Allahu Akbar. وعن الحمي قال قدم الشافعي صنعاء فضربت له خيمة ومعه 10,000 دينار فجاء قوم فسألوه فما قلعت الخيمة ومعه منها شيء. Another example of those people who were supposed to follow their example, not just the way we look, growing our beards and the like, but in the real things, in the manners and the adab and the morals and the etiquette, especially in this one, in spending and being generous, not being stingy and miser. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, who al-Humaydi, one of his companions said, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, who used to reside in Egypt, he visited Yemen. And when he got to Sana'a, which is in Yemen, a tent was put in him so he can stay in it and teach the people and the like. And he has 10,000 dinars. That's way, way more than $10,000. 10,000 dinars he has with him, his own money. Then people come and ask him for charity, for help. He said, before that tent was put down, he has nothing from that $10,000. Not even one coin from it. Spend it all for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the a'imma of this deen. We're supposed to follow them. Sometimes an announcement is made that a da'wah is in need. The masjid is in need. But we be stingy. We be holding. Spending it on some jackets. Those jackets that perhaps display some kufr, some disbelief. Some jackets that some wicked disbeliever, sinner is wearing. It's okay to put $500 on it. But to put some money for Allah to support the masjid, I don't know what happened to us. وعن جرير بن عبد الله أن سليمان التيمي لم تمر ساعة قط عليه إلا تصدق بشيء Jarir ibn Abdullah, he reported this man, Sulaiman al-Taymi, because with his companion, he said, there is not a single 1 hour that go by him, except that he spends something in the way of Allah. There is not a single 1 hour that goes by him, except that he gives something in the way of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَعْدُنَا قَدْ تَمُرُّ عَلَيْهِ شُهُورٌ مَا قَدَّمَ شَأْنِ اللَّهِ. Some of us, maybe months go by, he gives one thing for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَكَانَ أَبُو الْخَيْرِ لَا يُخْطِئُهُ يَوْمٌ إِلَّا تَصَدَّقَ فِيهِ بِشَيْءٍ وَلَوْ بِكَعْكَ أَوْ بَصَلَةٍ.
And another example, Abu al-Khayr. There is a single day that go by except that he gives something for the sake of Allah. He said, even if it's a cake, a piece of cake, they said, even sometimes Allah doesn't find nothing, he will even give an onion. He goes to his house, pick an onion and give it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
عباد الله علينا أن نتأدب بهذه الآداب الإسلامية العالية ونترك أسباب الرذيلة.
It is incumbent upon us to adorn ourselves with these morals of Islam, to adorn ourselves with these morals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. And it is incumbent upon us to stay away from all means of destruction, of stinginess and greed.
أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي لكم.